You know, another thing that's very relevant clinically that's happened over the last few years that's been very interesting to us, kind of as a CME group, kind of trying to figure out what people need to know with so much stuff going on, is the issue of the workup of the patients and the related biomarkers. Because it seemed like in the past there were just so many different biomarkers that you could and people were drawing. But as we started to hear more about predictive biomarkers, it kind of seemed like there were fewer and fewer that were really that critical. From your point of view, for the general medical oncologist, community-based practice, typical kind of case, you know, what advice would you give about biomarkers?
So the biomarkers, there are some that are critical and important to evaluate. We need to know if a patient has a 17p deletion. And that's because even though we have very effective treatments for patients with 17p deletion, the progression-free survival tends to be shorter for that subgroup of patients. Now, it's much better than it was with chemoimmunotherapy-based treatment, but it is shorter than patients who don't have the high-risk feature of a 17p deletion or a complex karyotype. We need to know it because it affects our view and planning long-term for patients' therapy and strategy for therapy. We're less inclined to be comfortable with getting patients off treatment if they have high-risk features, where we would expect for them to have proliferative disease that would return in a treatment-free period. So 17p deletion is important. Mutated TP53 is an important feature to know about patients. And whether or not they have a complex karyotype is also important, because that's also a marker of a shorter remission duration and shorter progression-free survival on these small molecule inhibitors.
You know, just by asking investigators, we try to tease out, you know, how people view these things. And the other factor we've heard a lot about is IGVH mutation status. And we've actually instructed, you know, I don't know if you remember, we had, I guess about a year and a half ago, you were part of this working group we had with a bunch of general medical oncologists and the Florida cancer specialists, and kind of trying to get down to the nitty-gritty of what all this really means. And that was, you know, we kind of began to start to look at algorithms based on TP53, DEL17P, IGVH, and karyotype. It seemed like those were the factors that were actually driving the decisions.
They were, and IGVH mutation status is still important if you have a young patient who could potentially receive FCR. And that's because, as I mentioned, about 50-55% of patients who receive FCR who have a mutated V gene will be progression-free more than 10 years and potentially cured of their disease. We have clinical trials that are aimed to give a shorter duration of chemoimmunotherapy, and our combinations with small molecule inhibitors and chemotherapy, with the objective of giving less chemo and achieving a higher proportion of patients who are MRD negative in remission, and hopefully boosting that 50-55% progression-free survival more than 10 years higher.